cross. The magnanimous attempt of putting 6-point-something billion people or more into one man is what faith is all about. Faith is the basest means of surviving on a planet that is doomed for destruction. Once we have a father, we belong to sin and this world. But once we die in another father, we end the life of the old father and belong to the life of the second father. If he was allowed to live after death, this is the relationship and the difference between Adam and Jesus Christ. We know we belong to this world and sin when we see the manifestations of the characteristics of death reigning in our world. We know we have moved into a new life in Christ, which yields continuous, indestructible life, which leads to eternity, when we begin to see the manifestation of the grace of Christ in our lives. Your cross is your lifetime minus the time you are allowed to spend in this world. The cross is the world's gift for your departure from it. Spirituality is sensitivity. Spirituality is sensibility. The rest of the world says there is no God because they do not think about Him. The rest of the world says there is no God because they hope not. The Word of God can totally float your life, or in other words, you can base your existence upon it. Jesus walked upon water. There is a life based on the mindset of the flesh. There is also a life based on the mindset of the Spirit. People are Gentiles not because they are Asians, but because they are godless. Christ is the manifestation of the proportions of God on earth that we can handle in human form. At the point the world is cross with you, they will set up a cross for you. Marriage is not about rights and wrongs. It's about the continuous practical application of the understanding of love. This is how couples keep the union of God with them. Studying hope that should not disappoint. One day we will arrive at a reality that we are working for food. Then would we begin to understand how to be delivered from this and cause the land to work for us instead, and food then to work for the land. Adam, you will return to the soil, for from the soil you came, to this soil you must return. When we return to the ground, it could be because it's our grave, or it could be the home of our productivity in this world. There is a lecture science does not give. There is a school science does not attend. According to Jesus, what keeps a worker is his worth. Find a work, but more importantly, find a worth. Righteousness is the scepter of the rulership of Christ. The dove is what gives the serpent its worth. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. He is of a gentle and a humble spirit. What gives workers their value is their worth. In the great house there are many vessels. Purify yourself and you will be used as a vessel unto honor. You can't change your work, but your worth can. You can't change the anointing you get. You can choose the one you should be considered for. Anointing does demarcate servants in service, but righteousness dictates the anointing assignments. Do not get a life outside Christ. You have just lost it. When we ask the world to change, we are asking for an impossible thing. But when we ask a believer to change,